Welcome to today's conference call on TivoliTalk, Short Closing Strategy for IT CAM for SOA. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Janina Ross. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thanks, everyone. I appreciate you taking time to join today. The topic for today's short call is going to be how you can leverage IT CAM for SOA sales in third quarter and fourth quarter for 2009. Erin Tobin is on the line with me, Product Manager for IT CAM for SOA Platform and IT CAM for SOA. I am Janina Ross, part of your Worldwide Sales Enablement Organization that is responsible for both the IT CAM for SOA and IT CAM for SOA Platform products. Again, this is a selling strategy call and discussion for our automation and portfolio reps looking to close deals faster for third and fourth quarter. With that, I'd like for you to turn to slide number 2, and let's talk about how your customer is going to really have a big advantage as we change our strategy for 2010. Just like the used car deals that you might be hearing at the end of the year, this is a limited time offer for you to take advantage of some, again, a great opportunity for your customers in selling IT CAM for SOA now. This will be a limited opportunity. It is only going to be valid through January. Actually, it will stop being valid January 12, 2010. So let's talk about what we need to know. IT CAM for SOA has been such a great product and such a great strong seller for the Tivoli community, and I want to thank all the reps that are listening right now for your commitment and for your ability to really make these successful deals. We're averaging about a deal size of $45,000. We've had great second-half pushes over the past couple of years with this product. So, again, I want to thank everyone for their time and efforts. I want you to note that third and fourth quarter sales of IT CAM for SOA will have an entitlement option moving to IT CAM for SOA platform in 2010. Let me say that again. Your IT CAM for SOA sales, third and fourth quarter, will be entitled to our full IT CAM for SOA platform offering moving into 2010. This is the entire purpose of this call. So if you have customers that are considering SOA solutions, but maybe they are just hesitating slightly to sign on that paper, I need you to really leverage this opportunity. If you have customers who are concerned about making budget for both IT CAM for applications and IT CAM for SOA, start making these sales calls now. This is a great fourth quarter opportunity, and I think some of you will have deals that are appropriate for third quarter. So let's talk about the sales advantages. You can go to your customer that are considering signing on the dotted line and show them how they will gain additional functionality in January 2010 with the platform entitlement at no cost. This should really be, again, it should make you really happy to think about what your ability is going to be to win deals that you might think that you can't close in fourth quarter. So I want you to think about that. I also want you to think about how you can use IT CAM for SOA as a seed to grow other Tivoli opportunities moving into 2010. So what is the base statement of value for our customers with IT CAM for SOA? For those of you that are not familiar with the product, the ultimate value statement is that this allows our customers to have more control over their service performance and their applications in the SOA environment to confirm and verify and meet their SLAs. So our product allows them to have visibility into the multiple SOA layers. Erin is going to take us through a little more of those details on the next few slides. I've noted your product ID. I've also noted that it's one-for-one license entitlement. So for those of you that are going to reach out to me on email, and I know that you will, I'm putting it in black and white. It is a one-for-one license entitlement moving into 2010. So if you want to see any of the details about how we are end of marketing our IT CAM for SOA offering, you can look at the withdrawal announcement where I put in the hot link. So With that, let's talk about how much value this is going to bring to your customers on slide number 3. The time is now to be pushing and promoting this opportunity to your customers. This is an example. This is not a real customer case study. This is just an example that we built on approximately 20 servers. So if your customer was considering purchasing ITCAM for SOA and a 3-pack of ITCAM for applications, they're looking at a 5-year cost of approximately $159,000. By having them purchase ITCAM for SOA and then have entitlement come over in 2010, they would be looking at a 5-year cost difference of only $142,000. So you're looking at about a $15,000 savings. Talk to your customer about this if you think it's going to be a deal breaker. That's all for me. I hope this is getting you pumped up and ready to start talking about ITCAM for SOA to those customers that, again, might not sign on the dotted line otherwise. Show them the value and savings that they have moving into 2010. Talk to them about the additional functionality they're going to get with SOA platform. And with that, I'll turn it over to Aaron, who can talk about some of the product great features.
Great. Thanks, Janina, and hello, everyone. So if you would please turn to slide number 4. And so for slide number 4 and slide number 5, I'd just like to talk to you a bit about what is the highlights of the ITCAM for SOA platform product. And as it shows on slide 4, visibility is a key and important part of being able to manage, monitor, and manage an SOA environment. So what we start off with is, like, what's really a workflow for managing problems in this area? And the value of ITCAM for SOA platform is that it can sense that there are problems. It can then help you isolate by pinpointing problems to specific parts of the environment. It can then have with drill down to be able to get into the details that help you understand the root cause of problems. And because it is proactive as well, it also will allow you to help repair, fix the faulty component, validate it, roll it back into production. It's a key part of the workflow of ensuring that a customer's SOA environment is up and running so that their applications are available to everyone. ITCAM for SOA platform, it allows a customer to be able to monitor and manage all of the stack in an SOA environment, from at the highest level the services and service performance to the application servers and applications where the services are posted. That also goes down into the middleware, for example, WebSphere Message Broker, and as well it provides monitoring and managing at the virtual environment and at the operating system level as well. So within ITCAM for SOA platform, your customers will be able to do management and monitoring of the entire SOA infrastructure. So what does that mean for us? Well, what that means for us is that, as you'll see in the graphic that's on the slide, that we have very content-rich views of being able to show you topologies and linking from workspaces, allowing you to do drill down from a service to an application component to the IT resources, which allow you to identify sources of bottlenecks or failures. And because this is all integrated within the larger IBM Tivoli monitoring environment, it means that you have built-in and extensible alerting situations, workflows to enable automation scenarios, as well as a level of integration that we have with WebSphere's ESB Enterprise Service Bus to be able to control services with the use of managed mediation primitives. As well, we also have integration with WebSphere Service Registry and Repository so that with the integration between ITCAM for SOA platform and WSRR, as it's known, we are supporting SOA governance, which is a key theme and concept in an SOA project as well. And we're also focused on supporting the overall service management strategy. So we have integration between ITCAM for SOA platform and the CCMDB. so that we can add discovered services information to the CCMDB. It can be used in change management kinds of environments as well. So lots of functionality that is great for IT operations as well as for web services experts and architects and SOA developers as well. So the idea would be you would focus on showing this to both IT operations and the architecture and development teams. IT operations would be able to view and analyze service interactions, and they'd be able to quickly identify sources of errors. They'd be able to take corrective actions through, as I mentioned, situations, workflows, mediations within the WebSphere environment. And in the case of web services experts and developers and architects, we're able to be able to show them detailed views of operational message content, flow patterns, topologies, all the kinds of things that allow them to understand how are their applications working in this SOA environment and how do they ensure that what should be there is actually there. So let's move on to the next slide, and that is slide number 5. And in slide number 5, I just wanted to highlight something new that we have added in the most recent version of ITCAM for SOA and ITCAM for SOA platform. And it's called Service Group Summary. So when somebody comes into the product, this is typically the first view that they will see. And the idea behind it is that we want to make it visually, graphically clear as to what is going on in that SOA environment. And the idea is that somebody would create, from their own definition of what's important to them, groups of services, and they would be able to see a status, red, yellow, green, about what's the health of that service or that group of services. And from there, they would be able to take drill downs to have actions to be able to resolve problems, to be able to understand what's going on, to be able to understand the flow of services through this environment as well. And so with this, the intent was to make it even easier for our customers, specifically in IT operations in this case, to be able to understand how do you align the IT and the impact on the business that IT is supporting. So this is a key enhancement that will demo well and look good and provide value for our customers as well. So what I'd like to do is move on from there, and then if you could move to slide 6, cross-sell opportunity. So it's clear that ITCAM for SOA platform is one piece of the overall puzzle, and that it really fits well when you're looking in an environment, for example, ITCAM for applications. So when somebody is looking for how do we do monitoring and how do we do management of not just SOA environment, but of the other components that are around it, ITCAM for applications is a key part of that. So, for example, it contains a number of components like database support. It also has messaging and collaboration support as part of it as well. It's definitely part of a cross-sell when you are either selling ITCAM for SOA platform or when you are looking at an ITCAM for application sale. It's key to look at how do you add ITCAM for SOA platform as well. For those of you who have heard us position TFIM before, now you'll see that TFIM is now part of the Tivoli Security Policy Manager. And so when you are talking with your customers about what do you need to manage and monitor an entire SOA environment, it is the combination of security management as well as monitoring that is required for true management of a SOA environment. As well, looking at cross-selling with Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager so that you can be able to have chargeback environment, so that you can have chargeback scenarios as part of this as well. That's a key cross-sell that you should look at. The next one, TBSM, is definitely a key cross-sale, as in starting at TBSM with those business views and being able to drill down from TBSM into ITCAM for SOA platform to be able to understand here are the business services, here is the resources underneath it that are driving its health and its status. And as well, as I'd mentioned, that the integration with our CCMDB for integration with our overall IBM service management strategy. So those are some of the products that you would focus on for cross-sell with ITCAM for SOA platform. But at the same time, we are strengthening our interactions and our interface and with WebSphere. And so there are some key cross-sell opportunities that you should be participating in. With the support that we have today for monitoring and managing WebSphere data power, as I mentioned a little earlier, our integration with WebSphere Service Registry and Repository for SOA governance, the fact that we monitor and that we have mediation control inside WebSphere's Enterprise Service Bus, as well as support for WebSphere Message Broker built on WebSphere Message MQ, as well as in deals related to WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, and as well WebSphere Process Server, WPS. So each of those WebSphere-based products is a key and an important area for you to be able to cross-sell ITCAM for SOA platform, because we provide support in the managing and monitoring of those WebSphere environments. So with that, let's move to slide number 7, and this is something that please keep this as your contact and reference guidelines. I am the product manager. Janina, as mentioned, she is the worldwide sales enablement, and a person who we haven't mentioned yet, Jim Palestrant, who is the technical enablement person for ITCAM for SOA and SOA platform. You'll see that there is a great deal of collateral available. There are Tivoli talks, there are presentations, there are courses, there's a link to references. We have a number of references in which ITCAM for SOA and SOA platform are included. And then under technical materials, there's white paper, technical presentations with lots of details on the architecture and on the interfaces, as well as the next one, that there is a demo that will be able to show you ITCAM for SOA and SOA platform within an IT environment. So with all of that, our key message to you is there's lots of information to help you. Here are the contacts if you have questions that you want us to help you with. We want you to focus on having a great and successful second half of 2009. And so with that, I'd like to pass it back to Janina Ross and end the call for today.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Thanks, everyone. Again, please take advantage of how you can leverage our change for the ITCAM for SOA products moving into 2010 with our ITCAM for SOA platform offering. Make sure that you're showing the value to the customers and the additional functionality that they can get at no cost. Happy selling, and I hope you have a great quarter.